This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Live night, Yalty and Naughty, Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, Friday night, February the 13th. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com. I know what you're thinking. You guys do a live show every day. Mm. And to some extent we do.
Well, yeah.
But our support, as far as everything else that goes on.
Sound effect.
Yeah.
Sound effect.
That's all from a computer.
I actually slapped Ted.
Music we play from a computer. All the commercials come out of a computer.
They're pre-recorded, yeah.
Yeah. Every single thing that you hear, other than when we are on the air, there's some other element involved.
The music playing in the background right now.
Yeah.
It's pre-recorded.
Right. The sound effects that you're hitting off that little box you got there, all right, on live night, they've got what they call a Foley artist.
I actually just shot Ted, yeah.
Yes. Foley artist is someone who creates sound with different various things. Could be anything from a saw blade that's being wiggled. Mm-hmm.
That was typically what, thunder, I believe they did the saw blade to thunder.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about a Foley, put it this way, if you watch something old like Looney Tunes, right, you watch Bugs Bunny and there's all these sound effects, typically that was Foley art.
They created all
human beings that just had a table full of random crap. I mean, like you said, a saw blade, a slinky, a hammer with a rubber balloon, and for whatever reason, they could kind of create the sounds that you're looking for.
I was watching a Star Wars documentary. It's just some of the crazy stuff that you're like, that is the sound
that
came out of Chewie, or whatever the deal was. Like, how they try to replicate this. Foley artists to be on stage.
Have you ever seen Chewie, by the way, before they put the sound effect in?
No.
He actually says his lines to Han Solo.
Oh, really?
He doesn't do it in his regular...
So, like, David Prowse would do the same thing instead of...
David Prowse spoke like this. Even though he's playing Darth Vader, which always cracks me up. So, Luke, I'm your father! Right. Spoiler alert. And then they would dub him over with someone that sounded serious. But the guy that played Chewie, you know, whatever he was supposedly saying to Han Solo, I just saw this one clip, and I can't get it out of my head. It says at one point, Chewie's asking Han Solo, where are you going? So in the movie, it says... And Han says, like, I'll be back in 10 minutes or something like that. When they show the unedited clip, guy's dressed like Chewie, and he looks at him, same scene, but you hear him say, where are you going? Like that. And I'm like, God, that's weird.
Daily Mix Show is totally live. We are totally live as well. And as we said, not only the sound effects, but all the commercials, those all involve live reads. This is how radio used to be done.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, back in the day. And a challenge to the band. As yacht rock, although people consider it, you know, a token genre, so to speak, of just cheesiness, those are hard songs to play. And
they were great musicians.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what you find out.
Yeah. All the voices you hear, all the sound effects, all the laughs, you'll be a part of the show. Yep. So hopefully you can join us. Live night, Yalty and Naughty at the Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. With the addition of the hotel, keep in mind that's Friday night.
Uh-huh.
You can go up there and
be smart
and hang out and have a good time with us. So hopefully we'll see you up there. KISW.
I'm debating it, man. I keep going back and forth.
Getting a hotel room?
Getting a hotel room. Because I'm like, if I get the hotel room, right, you wake up, it's Valentine's Day, me and my wife, you kind of wake up into it. And, you know,
I'd get it
I'm
now.
I'm just saying a good morning hookup.
Yeah, absolutely. Those tickets are on sale now, KISW.com. All right, our question, what makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to do? 206-803-ROCK.
You know what I used to do that I can't do anymore? So I used to be a big jaywalker, right? I wouldn't try to cut off traffic, but you'd just jog across the street if you knew the car was far enough away. The way my ankles are now, I'm like, I will wait.
Is it just
it sucks.
Is it pain?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It used to be, you'd just sprint across the street. No big deal, right? It took 5 seconds. Problem solved. Now I'm like, my right ankle kind of hurts, man.
Well,
I don't know.
The idea of really having to run. And I'm saying, like, in the event.
I will miss the bus. I will miss the plane.
Something bad happened, and you needed to run. That's going to suck.
The last time I ran.
I can slowly jog into it.
I can jog.
Yeah.
The last time I ran, I had to get off. I had gotten a very desperate text from my daughter. It just said, help. My wife and I are in the car on I-5. We're headed home, but we're still, I don't know, 10 minutes away. So we're calling her, we're texting her, because it just says help. It is your kid. It's probably like 6 years ago now, right? So she'd have been, about 9 years old. I'm freaking the F out. We get to our exit, but the way they're doing construction, we had to go around the block, blah, blah, blah. I jumped out there and sprinted home. And look, I'm in no condition to sprint as far as I did, but when it's your kid, amazing things happen, all right? I go running in the house. I scream for her. She's like, oh, hi, Dad. I'm like, what the F, man? You sent me this thing to set up. She's like, oh, I needed help opening the Oreos.
Oh, my God.
I almost beat her to death She's looking at me because I'm like hyperventilating. One, out of panic. Two, I'm out of breath. Then I can feel my muscles tightening up. But because I was desperate and I thought I had to save my child from some atrocity that I was not aware of, I ran much farther than I would ever run for any other reason. And I got there. And again, I explained to her, maybe don't text help.
Yeah.
Just that single word. Open Oreos. And also, give me a follow-up text like, hey, yeah, I'm fine, man. And by the way, she managed to get the Oreos open. When I got home, she was actively eating Oreos.
Well, when you see someone running for absolutely no reason, you can tell when someone is exercising. It's a different when someone is running at a sprint for no reason.
I was running full tilt, and I could see people looking at me. It was rush hour.
What's going on?
So
what is going on? Who is he running from, or where is he running to?
I think they're waiting to see if police were in pursuit. They weren't, right? So obviously it's an emergency, but I mean, I hauled ass, man.
What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
You're right, though. Like, if you're just on a city street and all of a sudden you see five people sprinting by you.
Sprinting?
Yeah, I'd be like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out here.
You assume they're up to no good.
Because you're just going to end up going like, they went that way.
Yeah, you're kind of waiting for the cops to
Or there's something bad behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it depends how many people are running. Like, if we went down to the street now, we're downtown. If the four of us, if we came running around the corner at a full sprint and kept looking behind us, what percent of people on the street do you think would just follow suit?
Matter of fact,
if we keep looking behind us like something bad,
yeah,
you know, to scream run. I wonder how many people end up running with it. Yeah, we're just messing with.
I'm trying to think the last time that I actually really sprinted, and I'm telling you, it's probably
it had to be an emergency.
No, it was probably when I was playing football because you had to run a 40.
How long ago was that?
That was.
I mean, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying.
God, I mean, damn. Sprinted when we played foul balls. That wasn't.
Well, not really. I mean, I'm not giving it 100%. Right. You know what I'm saying? I might be swinging as hard as I can.
But the running part's a little
running
different.
Part's like, well, if I'm out, I'm out. No big deal, you know? Because I remember, man, it was a pop fly, and I took a step back, and I realized I had to take a run forward. So I started to sprint. Next thing I know, like, pretty sure I just pulled
quads
a,
just
yeah, I just pulled a hammy or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
Hola.
Hey.
Hey.
How's everything going, guys?
We're doing good, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. Steven Lucas from Lake City.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
What makes you feel old?
Well... concerts, the price of them. But what we used to do is we would just walk right in or sneak in.
Sure.
Well, when you're young,
tell you one of them, or
well, sure.
I'm gonna tell you some of them.
We'll start with one. We'll see where we go.
All right. Well, Rush came to town at the Coliseum back then, and I had tickets with a friend of mine. We're standing in line. My little brother, with a half a case of beer, and his buddies ran right up to the glass, right up to the doors there, pounded on it. Someone opened it up, and they walked in. And I was like, wow. When I got in, I walked through all the people, and I saw my little brother up there drinking beer. And I walked up to him, and he goes, you got to have a beer. And I said, why? Because everybody around me is trying to get one of them. And I went, okay. So I sat up there and drank beers with him and enjoyed the concert.
Yeah, those are different times. That's one of the reasons why things have changed now.
What do you mean?
Well, if you wanted to get into a show or you wanted to get into a sporting event, you had a ticket stub. And it used to be that you could enter and leave.
Have the stub in your hand.
So, you know, you go in there with four guys. You get their stubs. You go outside. You smoke a cigarette. Do whatever you do. You got three more buddies there. You hand them their stubs. And you go in. And you guys got to find your own seat.
Sure. But you can get them in the door.
But you can get them in the door. What makes you feel old? And what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
And as far as the cost of concert tickets, like, my kids are young. They even know that they're ridiculously priced. That doesn't make me feel old. In that sense, it makes me feel fortunate. Like, look, at the time... they were priced about right. I want to say the first concert I went to.
Well, the last 5 years, things have gotten out of hand.
They have gotten out of hand. The thing I do miss are ticket stubs. Right? I got one of those big boxes of souvenirs and stuff. And my kid, he was digging through it. And most of it's like old press passes and all that kind of crap from radio. But he found a few concert ticket stubs. He legitimately did not know what they were. He's holding it up. He's like, Dad, what is this? You know, it says like Metallica. I'm like... it's a concert ticket. He's like, what? I'm like, no. They physically, in his mind, that is insane. He's
but
like,
we still call those things tickets. And it's still called Ticketmaster, even though you don't get a ticket anymore.
Correct.
I mean, it's kind of like Dunkin'. You know, they're not Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Right.
But they still call it a ticket. I got a couple tickets to the game.
Like, no, you don't.
Yeah. No, you don't.
If you go to Will Call.
It's a digital ticket.
It is a digital ticket.
But that's not a ticket.
Yeah, the ticket.
It's like saying I got an app on my phone.
If nothing else, man, the ticket stub was like your souvenir. If you can't afford the price of
the
t-shirts,
but the ticket is what gets you in.
Yeah,
it's a ticket. Yeah, but the last real tickets I've gotten,
ticket.
No, like I did a stage announcement for Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah,
so I had to go to Will Call, and they were like, "Here, we just physically have to give you tickets." I was like, "Okay,
cool."
And then what was I going to say? When I went to see Shane Gillis, because my buddy got us like backstage passes, and we had to go to Will Call. But those are the only times I've gotten a real ticket.
Well, the last one I got, Super Bowl.
Yep, still have that one.
And that was like going into a bank vault to get those damn things because they are so expensive. You know,
do
you remember how crazy the security was just to get the ticket?
Yes, I do.
It was insane.
But the NFL doesn't F around with that, man. I mean, the NFL wants its money. If you go to the Super Bowl, do they still give you a ticket, or is it? Because look, man, the Super Bowl is—it's a once-a-year annual thing.
But you need that ticket if you go to a Super Bowl because you need that as a souvenir.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't want the app for. Like, look, obviously, I want to get into the game, but a Super Bowl ticket, just the stub, yeah. And even those tickets were printed different. Where they tore it, it still didn't look perforated. What they hand you back, basically, it looks like a certificate to prove, right, that you're at the game. And my son found that mind-blowing, and I said, when the Ravens go back, he'll probably have to pay for it with the job he's working, and I'll be retired by then. But still, I'm like, yeah, man, but I'm wondering, have they jumped the shark, too? Like, you know, the airlines, everything's on the app. And look, it's convenient, and I get it, and that's just a commodity. I want to get from one place to the other. But stuff like the Super Bowl concerts, like, these are things we do actually want to remember.
I've actually got, from the 20 years we've been here, I have a folder back there in the office that's got actual tickets that I've purchased or gotten through the radio station to various events.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to whip that thing out after the break.
You should.
You know?
I mean, seriously, it's cool.
Because you just see, like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot I was there. You know, there's a lot of those things.
I was going to say, the only thing that does not seem to have gone to app as far as the ticket kind of world is if you were backstage. If you don't have a lanyard and you're a little glossy thing hanging there, there's no app in the world or they'll let your ass in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.